With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, let's get this phone party started.
The Nico Show presents Phony Baloney.
Cheryl's husband, Larry's been dealing with a warranty department trying to get a brand new TV because he broke his.
I'm going to be calling him as Randall from the customer service department, and I'm going to say, not this time, buddy.
Hello?
Hello, this is Randall Letouffe calling from Samsung's warranty department. I'm looking to speak to Larry, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Larry. I'm calling in regards to the claim you made in the photo you sent the Samsung warranty department.
Yes.
Also, this phone call is being recorded for quality purposes. Tell me what happened to your TV exactly.
So I was hanging the TV up on the wall. I was mounting it on my wall, and something about the TV was weird. Like it just didn't mount right at all. Fell off the wall. Partially destroyed part of my wall. It basically fell apart.
So you're saying the base was defective and you had nothing to do with it, but the actual issue happened when you were screwing it to the wall?
It hung up for probably, like I said, like 15 minutes maybe, and seemed fine. And then it just snapped and came crashing to the floor.
Just to be honest with you, right off the bat here, it just sounds to me like you pretty much don't know how to install TVs.
No, I've mounted TVs, plenty of TVs in my life. This is not my fault at all.
Could there be a possibility that you maybe just screwed this one up?
Not at all. I mean, I'm not an idiot.
Larry, so you break your TV and you want me to dip into my pockets to pay for it, basically. I'm the moron, right?
Did I call you a moron?
It sounds like you're telling me stories like I'm a moron. You just said that it was properly secured. When you put it up on the wall, it fell down on the ground, it broke, and then all of a sudden it's Samsung's fault.
It's not my fault. You just said I broke my TV. Didn't break the TV. Listen, I mounted it like you're supposed to.
Say it with me now. Okay, you ready? I don't really know how to do it, but next time I will hire someone who's smarter than me.
You deal with customers all day, and that's how you're going to talk to me right now?
It's just people like you that try hustling the system.
Man, I can't even believe you right now. This is not...
Did you by chance try to hang the TV with your feet instead of your hands?
No, I hung the TV like I've hung, like I said, probably half a dozen TVs that have been fine. This is not my fault.
Listen,
at all.
It's pretty clear that you're not a qualified technician to be hanging TV. So in the future, I suggest you leave it to the professionals. And secondly, in regards to your claim, we're going to give all the details to your wife, Cheryl, because she sounds like a more reasonable person.
How do you know my wife's name? That wouldn't have gone through with the claim. What are you even talking about right now?
Your wife, Cheryl, just happened to sit you up at this phony baloney prank phone call on the Nico Show. It's Nico from 94.5 Cool FM. Good morning.
Oh my God. I thought your customer support had like lost your mind. All right. Well, that was, Cheryl and I are going to have a talk. That's blood pressure raising.
Listen, Larry, I'm sorry about your TV, man. I hope you get a brand new one and invite us over to watch a game or two or something, if that's a thing ever in the future.
All right, I will, as soon as I calm down. That sounds good.
Give me the phone.
Phony Baloney. Weekdays at 7:45 and 9:45 on The Nico Show.
I'm going to answer my phone.